In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kulusantaybin, Nahar Da'id al-Bashara, today is the Feast of the Annunciation. I actually need it for something. Today is the Feast of the Annunciation. And as you know, the Church has many, many, many feasts. But the Annunciation is a special one because it's one of the seven major feasts. Ahna andina seven major and seven minor feasts. And the seven major feasts, this is the first one in the calendar of the year. And the last one, of course, is the descent of the Holy Spirit. And just to review, the Annunciation, al-Bashara, is the first one. The next one, al-Milad, the Nativity. Ba'din al-Ghatas, the Theophany. Ba'din Hadd al-Za'af, Palm Sunday. And then after Palm Sunday, Min'arif. La, Khamis Lahat is a minor, mish major. Palm Sunday, ba'din eh? Al-Iyamah. Al-Iyamah. Ba'din al-Iyamah, Sa'ud, the Ascension, and then the Descent of the Holy Spirit. The easy way to remember it, Talata Abl Hadd al-Za'af, Talata Ba'd Hadd al-Za'af. Hadd al-Za'af is in the middle. Talata Abl Hadd al-Za'af, Amal Bishara, the Annunciation, the Nativity, and the Theophany. Walla Ba'd Hadd al-Za'af, Al-Iyamah, was Sa'ud, Al-Ascension, and the Descent of the Holy Spirit. So it's a major feast, and it always, always falls on the 29th of Baram Hat, in the heart of the 29th of Baram Hat. زي ما سمعت لما كنت بقرأ السنكسار 29th of Baram Hat can come on a Sunday, can come on a Tuesday, can come on a Thursday. 2,000 years ago, 29th of Baram Hat was the day that corresponded to the day of the resurrection. فعشان كده تذكار القيامة دايما 29 Baram Hat. لكن عيد القيامة نفسه, the feast itself, is calculated differently now because we want it to make sure it's on a Sunday. We're going to celebrate that in a few weeks. فتذكار القيامة غير عيد القيامة. وعشان كده كمان, this is the reason why the church, every 29th of every Coptic month is a feast. Not a major feast, but it's a commemoration feast. عشان فيها 29 كياه, اللي هو الميلاد, 29 برام هات, اللي هو البشارة, والقيامة. For every Coptic month on the 29th, لو جيت القداس, سواء يوم الاثنين, أو يوم السبت, أو it doesn't matter what day, حيبقى طقس فرايحي, because we're commemorating those three events in one day, because they all came on the 29th of برام هات. طب ايش معنى بقى Ascension al-Bashara comes during the Siyam? That always bothered me. If it's a major feast, why do we do it for Siyam? Actually, it wasn't like that zaman. In the early church, Siyam al-Kibir can be ابتدي بعد الغطاس على طول. Right after Theophany, just like it says in the Bible, after our Lord was baptized, he went into the wilderness. So after he was baptized, the fasting of the 40 days began, so the church used to do that. In the Siyam al-Kibir, كان يبتدي بعد الغطاس على طول, the next day. But because of things have changed over the years and the calendars had changed, the feast, the 40 days now starts later. The ascension was always the same. فدلوقتي الاسنشن اللي هو كان زمان بعد الصيام, دلوقتي بقى في وسط الصيام, ساعات يوم الحد, ساعات يوم السبت. It depends on where 29th of Baram Hat falls. And actually, it's not a coincidence in my mind, and النهاردة is actually even more important. ليه؟ عشان النهاردة مفروض السمرية, حد السمرية, which is the middle Sunday of the fast. فالنهاردة عيد الغطاس, تذكار القيامة, وحد السمرية. طبعاً, because it's a feast, we're always going to read the feast and celebrate the rites of the feast. فمش هنسمع, ما سمعناش إنجيل السمرية. We didn't hear that gospel today. We just heard the Annunciation because it's a major feast. But it's very, very relevant to us, and I'm going to talk about that a little bit in a few moments. But I want to touch on something very important. لما المسيح اتولد, when our Lord was born, the angels came and said to the world, and said to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill towards men. المجد لله في الأرض السلام وسنس المصارة, peace on earth. احنا ما فيش peace في حياتنا جماعة, ما فيش peace. There is no peace in our homes. There is no peace in our hearts, and I especially noticed this in the last few days after the earthquake on Friday. The amount of people who have anxiety and fear that, oh my God, there's an eclipse coming, and there's an earthquake, and the Bible says, وفي آية بالإنجيل بتقول إيه, وتيك توك بيقول إيه, ومش عارف فيسبوك بيقول إيه, وخلاص, it's the end of the world. There's no peace in our hearts, there's no peace in our minds. Who said these things have to happen? لسه في حاجات كتيرة قوي has to happen. Before Christ was born, 2,000 years ago, there were 600 prophecies that have to be fulfilled before he was born. If 600 prophecies were necessary before he was born, how many prophecies do you think were for the end of the world? One or two verses is not going to be enough. There are so many things that have yet to happen. We shouldn't have to worry about that. I don't know why there's no peace in our hearts. And I think the problem for peace, and this is why I wanted to hold this candle to show you a demonstration, the peace in our hearts is because we don't understand the meaning of peace. لما احنا بنطلب من الرب ومن المسيح نقول له يا ملك السلام اعطينا سلامك. O King of Peace, grant us your peace. السلام اللي هو بيعطيه, the salam, the peace that we get from him, it's not like it's a small gift. إنه هو بيديها لك وبعدين بيختفي. That's not how peace is. Peace is not something that God gives you separate from himself. يعني if I get invited to a birthday party or to a graduation party or even to a wedding, I don't give of myself. I give something to the person and then I have nothing to do with it. It's now their property. That's not how peace works. Peace is not something that God gives us separate for himself. He is the peace. He is the King of Peace. And without him, there will be no peace. Just like this candle, if it was lit, there's a flame. And that flame has light and heat. If I tell you that you're going to have the heat, but I'm going to take the candle away, خلاص بقى ما عادش في heat. But in order for the heat to persist or for the light to persist, the candle still has to be there. When we say he is the King of Peace, but he is not in our lives, يبقى ما فيش peace. It may have temporary peace, or if we want to rely on worldly peace, not as the world gives, do I give to you? Because the world gives peace that's temporary. A promotion, some money, good health, success in my job, success with my children, a fancy house, whatever it is. That's temporary. That's going to go away. Long-lasting peace, the peace that comes from God, the peace that the Bible says surpasses all understanding, only comes from him. So what does that mean? That means I don't have a strong relationship with him. Or my relationship with him is on and off, hot and cold. If he's dwelling in me and I have a strong relationship and he is in my heart, he is in my home, just like this candle, the heat that's coming from the candle will always be there. The minute the candle goes away, there's no more heat. لو المسيح في قلبي وفي حياتي and I think about him and concentrate on him and have an intimate relationship with him, I will always have that peace. Once that peace is gone, there will be no peace. It's going to come and go depending on the situations of the world, which as we know is not consistent. But if we have the Lord in our lives and have an intimate relationship, that peace will always be there. طب نرجع بقى كمان, I just mentioned a few moments ago, what's the relationship of السامرية والنهارده وعيد البشاره. You would think that the two have nothing to do with each other. Actually, they do have something to do with each other. Maybe it's God's divine يعني planning, but it's actually a very good thing that عيد البشاره جه النهارده في اللي هو مفروض عيد يوم السامريه. اقول لكم ليه. We don't think of joy when we think of fasting. We don't think of celebrating when we think of fasting. We think of a quiet, حتى الحين الكنيسه, it's quiet. وهاديه كده, and it's pensive, and it makes us repent, and it makes us recollect how far we are from God. There's nothing really festive about it. Today's hymns are all festive. I don't know why we don't consider repentance to be festive. السامريه proved that repentance is festive. السامريه, she did something very, very unique. الابن الضال, the prodigal son, when he repented, who did he go to? His father. But the Samaritan woman, when she repented, where did she go? Into the village, and she told everybody, come see the man who told me everything I did. She didn't say, come see the man who told me I did this, and I did this, and I did this. No. All she said is, come see the man who told me everything I did, and who I repented to, and who forgave my sins. And by her bishara, by her announcement, other people came to him. فعيد البشارة في يوم السامرية is actually a good thing. It reminds us in the Tawbah, is not something just private. Yes, we fast privately. Yes, we pray privately. But so the repentance is something that people see in us. It does no good if I repent and just hold on to it myself. This is a beautiful treasure that we have from God. And if I'm going to keep it to myself and not share it with the rest of the world, it doesn't have its full potential. So when I repent, we should repent. I don't want to say we go in the street and say, guess what? I did this, but God forgave me. Guess what? I robbed the bank, but God forgive me. I don't mean that. But I mean that when we repent and we become a different person, people see that. And they're influenced by it. And they want to say, why is this person so happy? Why is this person so joyful? Why is this person so relieved? Why is there a glow on that person's face? The reason for that is because of the repentance. So repentance should be something that we announce, should be something that we evangelize, should be something that we share with others. Like I said, not going out in the street, just by how you behave, just by who you are, and people seeing the change in you. فالنهاردة الكنيسة يعني ترتيب ربنا كده جاي إن البشارة جاي في يوم السامرية عشان نعرف ونتعلم إن التوبة مش حاجة يعني secret. It's good that we repent. ما احنا كلنا صايمين وكلنا بنتوب. It's not a secret. It's not a secret إن احنا في وقت الصيام دلوقتي and this is what we're focused on. فلتس بي joyful about it and let's be happy about it so the rest of the world can see it and wonder why are these people so happy? Why are these people rejoicing? Because they have a wonderful gift. In today's Catholic epistle, there's a verse that says, sorry, that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. That which we have seen and we have heard and we have tasted and we have met and we have a relationship with, we declare to you, not just people in the church, but to the rest of the world. May God give us the ability to understand the beauty of repentance and how repentance is something personal, yes, but it's something to be shared with the rest of the world. And we thank God for his tertib Rabbina in Naharda Eid al-Bashara. The Annunciation Feast came on the day of the Annunciation came on the day of the Samaritan woman so that we can contemplate repentance is more than a private thing. It's something that I share with the rest of the world, share my love for Christ, share my joy in him by how I live my life. And through me, they see Christ. And glory be to God forever. Amen.